Oh my goodness, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining on the snow, Christmas is almost here, and I know you're having fun listening to Christmas songs and decorating the Christmas tree and making lots of good things to eat. So I think it's a great time to hear a Christmas story. It's a story about two little penguins. One was named Conrad and the other was named Lydia. And it's about how these two were the only penguins who ever visited the North Pole. But let's start at the beginning. You see, penguins are funny little creatures. They stand upright on their two little feet, and they have flippers instead of hands, so they're very good swimmers. They look quite handsome in their little black and white feathered coats and their cute little yellow beaks. And they're perfectly happy living in Antarctica near the South Pole, a place that's very, very cold. In fact, it's so cold that hardly any other animals want to live there. Oh, there are some birds flying around, and there are seals and orcas and whales that live in the ocean nearby, but on the ground, it's pretty much just penguins. One morning, the two little penguins were standing side by side on the rocky beach, talking about this and that. The sun was shining, but it was a very, very cold day. Conrad, who was curious and always wanted to learn new things, asked Lydia,
"Do you think all of us penguins live near the South Pole?"
"Well, I don't know,"
Lydia replied.
"I know that we like to be where it is very, very cold. Is there somewhere else that's very, very cold?"
"Well, I don't know. Let's go ask Grandpa Penguin. He knows everything."
So they turned and walked around and through all of their penguin friends and climbed to the top of the hill, where Grandpa Penguin spends his mornings, drinking coffee and looking very thoughtful.
"Grandpa Penguin,"
Lydia said,
"is there somewhere else that's very, very cold?"
"Why, yes,"
Grandpa Penguin answered.
"You know it's very, very cold at the South Pole. But it's also very, very cold at the North Pole."
So Conrad and Lydia went back down the hill, around and through their friends. But when they got back to the rocky beach, Conrad said,
"Now we know that it's very, very cold at the North Pole, but we still don't know if any penguins live there."
Lydia said,
"We better go back and ask Grandpa Penguin."
So they turned and walked around and through their friends and back up the hill they went.
"Grandpa Penguin,"
Conrad said,
"who lives at the North Pole?"
Grandpa Penguin took a big sip of coffee and scratched his little beard and said,
"Well, let's see. There are some polar bears and some reindeer. And of course, Santa Claus lives at the North Pole."
So Conrad and Lydia went back down the hill again, around and through their friends, to the rocky beach.
"Conrad,"
Lydia said,
"we still don't know if there are any penguins at the North Pole. We have to go back again to ask Grandpa Penguin."
So one more time they turned and walked around and through their friends, up the hill where Grandpa Penguin was just about to pour another cup of coffee.
"Grandpa Penguin,"
Conrad said,
"are there any penguins at the North Pole?"
Said Grandpa Penguin, looking very thoughtful.
"No, there aren't any. All of the penguins live here, near the South Pole, but I don't know why."
Conrad and Lydia looked at each other and shrugged. But then Grandpa Penguin said,
"Let me call my friend Santa Claus and we'll find out."
Grandpa Penguin picked up his penguin phone and called the North Pole.
"Hello?"
Santa said.
"Santa,"
asked Grandpa Penguin,
"do you know why there are no penguins at the North Pole?"
"Why, no, I don't,"
Santa said.
"I know it's very, very cold at the North Pole, and penguins like to be where it's very, very cold."
Then Santa had an idea.
"Stay right there,"
he said.
"I'll be right over."
And before you could blink, Conrad and Lydia heard sleigh bells ringing in the sky. They looked up, and there was Santa Claus, flying in for a landing on the top of the hill, in his big red sleigh, pulled by 8 reindeer.
"Conrad and Lydia,"
Santa said,
Why don't you come with me to the North Pole and see if penguins like it there?
Yippee!
Yippee!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Said the two little penguins, and they jumped into Santa's sleigh.
On Donder! On Blitzen!
Santa bellowed, and the reindeer pulled them into the winter sky. And soon they were landing at Santa's house at the North Pole. Conrad and Lydia jumped out of the sleigh and stood side by side, looking at all the wonderful sights.
It is very, very cold,
Conrad said.
We like that.
They looked up in the sky and saw a bright, shimmering neon glow.
That's the Northern Lights,
said Santa.
We love the Northern Lights,
Lydia said. And then some of Santa's helpers brought out a bunch of Christmas toys and gifts, and a big plate of cookies for Conrad and Lydia.
This is wonderful,
said Lydia.
It sure is,
said Conrad. And they played with toys and ate Christmas cookies and sang Christmas songs until they were just too tired to play and eat and sing anymore. It was time to decide.
Well, Conrad and Lydia,
said Santa Claus,
do penguins like it here at the North Pole?
Well, it is very, very cold,
said Lydia.
And we love the Northern Lights,
said Conrad.
And the toys and cookies are wonderful,
said Lydia.
Well then, do you want to stay?
Asked Santa. Conrad and Lydia stood side by side and looked at all the wonderful sights again. Then they looked at each other, and they knew the answer.
There's only one thing missing at the North Pole,
Lydia said.
What's that?
Asked Santa.
All of our friends,
the two penguins said.
We want to stay at the South Pole.
So Santa hitched up his 8 reindeer to take Conrad and Lydia back home.
Well, I have an idea,
he said as they jumped into the sleigh.
Every year at Christmas, I'll come to the South Pole and bring presents for you and all of your penguin friends.
And away they flew into the winter sky.
Ho, 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 ho,
bellowed Santa.
Merry Christmas, boys and girls.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.